As many of you know, I had the opportunity to go to Liberia, West Africa in May to visit our mission work there. It's been a bucket list dream of mine for quite a while, even before Alta Mesa, to go to Africa, to see the work there. For many years at the church I was at before coming here, we had a work in Africa, and I would see the videos, I would see and listen to the stories and the life transformation of people coming back from the mission work there, and I just wanted to go and see it for myself. And so I'm very grateful for that opportunity to go and experience it for myself. And on Sunday, just kind of a preview here, Sunday, August 27th, it's going to be a day saturated with mission work that flows in and out of this place. But we're going to, during the Bible class hour specifically, share from our trip experience, the Liberia trip, but also the trip to Saltillo that happened over spring break. So you'll want to be here that day as we share our experiences on those trips and invite you to go on one of those, which leads me to my opening question. Do any of you grow tired at times of listening to or reading about other people's adventures? I mean, does there not come a time when you want to be able to tell your own story of doing something outside of your normal routine, of going somewhere that you've never been before? And it doesn't have to be across the pond, okay? Could be across the street or the cubicle next to yours that you've never ventured to. And for many of us, we sit back and we say, okay, one day, I'll go and do that. Or when the time is right, right? Have you ever said that? When the time is right, I'll take that trip, or I'll go there or do this or that. However, down deep in our guts, if we were given a truth serum, right? I believe we all want to go on our own adventure. For those of us that are younger, I believe we eventually get tired of thinking about it. And eventually, we just want to go and try something new. Ultimately, if we're not crippled by our own fear or held back by resources, we find a way to go for it, whatever it might be. And for those of you that are older, whatever older might be, no matter the age, to some, I'm the older, right? No matter your age, I believe down deep in your heart of hearts, you want one more mountain to climb. If you were given a truth serum, you want to be challenged down deep, to be stretched, to be moved, to experience God in a powerful way just one more time. Get your heart racing about a new possibility, whatever that possibility might be. But again, unfortunately, oftentimes we're content with the way things are. We say things like, someday I'll go and I'll get involved in this or that, or I'll go there when the time is right. We say things like, someday I will intentionally invest in my marriage or in my kids. Someday I will get around to teaching that Bible class at church, just not this quarter. Someday I will choose to take better care of my body. Someday I will choose to get involved in a local ministry and expand my reach in places like Neighborhood Needs, or maybe Celebrate Recovery, or getting involved in that children's home that you've been inspired by for years. You say things like, someday I'll choose to get involved in a journey group, in a smaller group environment, so I can actually get to know some people in this place. Someday I'll choose to go to Liberia or to Saltillo. Someday. I just have too many responsibilities right now. There's too much going on in my life. We have so many reasons, or dare I say, excuses for why we remain complacent about our lives instead of trying something new and adventurous. And this ideal seems to mark our culture more and more, right? I mean, if you think about just this one angle. You think about the amount of time that people spend watching reality TV shows. It's staggering. Just do a little bit of research. You'll find it. So people will say things, you and I will say things like, I don't really have time to do this or that. But if you choose to engage them in a conversation about The Voice or Survivor or Lady Some HGTV show, we'll just fill your head full of knowledge. I mean, we're very insightful about those things. And is there any irony in that for you? We're living out the adventures of other people's lives from the comfort and the laziness of our couch. And I might add this. We're missing out on any opportunity for our own adventure. And any adventure that Jesus Christ calls us to is better than anything this world has to offer. So here's what we're going to do. Over the next 3 weeks, we're going to do this together. I'm going to invite you to go on an adventure with God. And you don't need a passport. You don't need a work visa. You don't even have to get any vaccines. Praise God for that. All you need is a willing heart and ears to hear. This new series, as you see on the wall behind me, is called Next Steps, and it's for all of us. It is a challenge for us to take our next step in our journey toward Jesus Christ, whatever that step might be. Because here's the thing. Without meaning to, we can easily become content in our faith, just kind of maintaining the status quo in our walk with the Lord. Our faith becomes stagnant and we get comfortable with that. Many of us have not grown. Many of us have not been challenged in our faith in 5 years, 10 years, 20 years plus. We have not been challenged to action, to do something for the kingdom of God. And what I would love more than anything in this world is for this month for us to step into the idea of being explorers. Could we just explore together what God might be calling us to do next in our lives? That we would be willing to accept whatever challenge it is that God is setting before us, to give of ourselves for the betterment of others. So beginning next week, out in the gathering rooms, if you've been out to Mesa, you know that we do this each year. We're going to have our ministry expo, and out in our big lobby area that we call the gathering room, there's going to be all kinds of ministry tables set up and ministry leaders and volunteers ready to talk to you and inform you, make you aware of the work that's going on in this place, in and outside of this building. And you're going to have the opportunity to participate in the work of the kingdom of God. So be praying now about what God might be calling you to do next. The adventure awaits. The question is what is your next step? What I want to do over the next few minutes is call your attention to an invitation of Jesus. This invitation from him is to his first disciples to come on an adventure with him. We're going to look at Matthew chapter 4, and we're also going to look at Luke chapter 5. And what you're going to notice is this is the same story, but it's told from a different perspective. So if you have your Bible or Bible app, turn with me first to Matthew chapter 4. Let me give you just a little bit of context for Matthew. He's writing primarily to a Jewish audience, and due to this fact, he assumes that there are some details that he can leave out because his audience will generally understand the cultural customs that surround this story. So the way that Matthew writes and what he includes and what he leads out is different from Luke. And what you're going to notice is that Matthew's description of this particular story is going to be very brief, and Luke's is going to be more detailed. But first, let's look at what Matthew has to say, starting in verse 18. As Jesus was walking beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, called Peter, and his brother Andrew. They were casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. "Come, follow me," Jesus said, "and I will send you out fish for people. And at once they left their nets and they followed him. Going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James the son of Zebedee and his brother John. They were in a boat with their father Zebedee, preparing their nets. Jesus called out to them, and immediately they left the boat and their father, and they followed him. So when we read this story from Matthew's perspective, here's what perhaps we imagined happened. Jesus randomly shows up onto the scene and says, "Hello, guys. How's it going? Follow me." And Peter and Andrew go, "All right. Bye, Dad. Tell Mom we love her. See you later." And they just follow this random stranger. And they leave everything they've ever known. Maybe that's the way you grew up understanding this story. Maybe this is how you understand the idea of following Jesus. That in order to be a disciple, there's not a lot of room for investigation. There's not a lot of room for questioning or doubting. It's either yes or no or else. But Luke gives us a little bit more detail. Same story, different perspective. So if you have your Bible or Bible app, turn with me to Luke chapter 5. We'll be there and here in just a moment. Why is Luke giving us more detail? Because I believe for the most part, the biggest reason here is his primary audience is Gentile. They would not have understood the Jewish approach to rabbinical teaching. They would not have understood that if a rabbi comes to you and extends the invitation to follow him, to adopt his teaching, that immediately, literally, you would accept such an invitation. And the expectation was of the family that they would go. But the Gentiles wouldn't understand that custom, and that was a very high-level, simple explanation of the relationship between rabbi and student. But the Gentiles wouldn't understand any of that. And Luke knew that they would be more skeptical of this practice. And so he takes some time to give a little bit more context, to give a little bit more explanation, to give more details to his readers. So backing up just a little bit, beginning in Luke chapter 4, Luke reports that Jesus has been teaching and that word about him was spreading quickly throughout the region. Okay. Now we're starting to understand perhaps why the disciples would choose to follow. They're starting to hear about this Jesus. His teaching with authority is spreading throughout the region. In addition, before Jesus comes to the disciples and calls them in Luke chapter 5, again later in Luke 4, he heals a demon-possessed man. He goes to Simon Peter's mother-in-law's home and he heals her. Okay, that might make a little bit of an impact. But he also heals a host of others with various sicknesses. And so now we're beginning to see why Peter, Andrew, James, and John would choose to follow the rabbi Jesus. But before setting out on this adventure with Jesus, before dropping their nets and saying, "Peace out, Dad, good luck," they've actually had a little bit of time to think about it, to explore, to investigate, to question, who is this man that teaches with such authority? Who is this man that casts out demons and heals the sick? So by the time that Jesus shows up, and by the way, in Luke 5, if you read it, it says that Jesus showed up and began preaching to the crowd. So Peter and Andrew and James and John are listening to the teaching of Jesus in person, maybe for the first time, maybe not, we're not sure. But they've also already had this other context. Word about him was spreading. He's healing the sick. Peter's mother-in-law was healed by him. There's connection there. And then he shows up and he's preaching. And at the end of the sermon, he says, "Guys, listen, I know you've been doing this all night, but in verse 4, why don't you put out into the deep water and let down the nets for a catch?" Remember, they're aware of who he is. They've been listening to him preach. And that's why I believe Peter says in verse 5, "Lord, we've been doing this all night. The undertone context there is, we're fishermen, you're a carpenter. But because you say so, Peter said, but because you say so, I'll do it. I'll let down the nets. And I believe, church, listen, I believe that was Peter's next step. Trusting Jesus in that moment to do something amazing, to do something that wasn't in his wheelhouse. He was a carpenter. But because you say so, I'll do it. And Jesus did something amazing, right? You read the story, there were enough fish, ripped the nets apart. So what's your next step? I pray you're ready to move toward Jesus, whatever that next step might be. And maybe for you this morning, it's to explore. You've never made the decision to follow Jesus. Matter of fact, you've been told that you shouldn't think about it. You should just believe and just walk blindly into this relationship. And Jesus would say, no. Ask me your questions. Explore who I am. So you ask your questions. If you need someone to tell you, find someone in this family to talk to. We don't have all the answers, but we'll be glad to listen and answer the ones we can. And if we don't know the answer, we'll explore together. The best question you can ask yourself: is this man Jesus who he says that he is? Explore him. But maybe you've explored him and you've given your life to Jesus. You chose to follow him, and that's it. You've never engaged. And your next step is to engage in the family of God. Jesus did not come to this earth to die on the cross, to pour out his blood, to give of his body, to be resurrected on the third day, ascended and exalted on high as the King of Kings, for us to sit in the pew week after week and do nothing. He's called us to follow him. And recently, one of my most favorite descriptions was, as a rabbi, we should follow close enough that the dust from his sandals should cover us. I love that picture. But maybe you've engaged. Maybe you're completely involved and committed inside this building as you can be. You're busy and you're connected. Maybe God is calling you to your next step, to equip yourself for ministry outside this building. And hear me on this. I'm not saying you have to do all of these things at once. I'm saying God's calling you to your next step. And this isn't a linear movement either. You could maybe be over here or over here, but these are things that God is calling us to do. And we're going to be at different places on these, but the idea of equip is that you're equipping yourself. You're accepting the empowerment of the Spirit to go outside this place to share the gospel with those in our local community. We're going to talk about that. And then the last one is expand. Expand your reach. Go somewhere you've never been. Talk to someone that you've been meaning to talk to. And you know they don't know the Lord. You know they're not in relationship with him. Expand your reach. You go there. If that's next door, go there. If it's across the street, go there. If it's the cubicle next to yours, go there. If you've been wanting to go and see our mission work in Saltillo or Liberia, listen, at Alta Mesa, you have opportunities to do that. In 2018, you're going to have the opportunity to do that. Go. Commit to go and expand your reach. We're going to talk about these things over the next few weeks. And so I pray you'll keep coming back. You ask yourself, what is God calling me to? What is your next step toward Jesus? And maybe this morning your next step is to say yes. The Spirit of God has been calling you to follow the Lord, and you've been putting that off. Don't put it off anymore. Say yes to the Lord. We'd love to witness your confession and baptism this morning, or maybe you need prayers this morning of encouragement. Let us minister to you in that way. However you need the Lord, respond to him now as we sing this song. Let's stand and sing together.